Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex again this week, here with Pat, who's been sick, but hopefully you can hear his voice loud and clear.
Yeah, I had a kid at work today tell me I sounded like Darth Vader, so we'll see how that plays out.
All right, well, last week we went through all the games real briefly. That's what we're going to do again. On the picks, last week I was 9-7, and Pat destroyed me at 13-3. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, so hopefully I'm not picking your team this week.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that lead, and I'm going to hold it. I'm going to run the clock out. So.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just dive right into it. The first game we got for this week is Buffalo at New England.
I'll go Patriots. I think this could be one of those classic Patriot, let's run up the score type of games and get some momentum moving forward. So I'll go with them.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. Bills are not off to a good start. They're 32nd in points scored. They got a negative 32-point differential. And they haven't beaten the Patriots since 2003.
Well, so, there you have
it. Keep in mind they play them twice a year, so that's like out of like 18 attempts they haven't.
Yeah, I don't see that changing this weekend. So.
Nope. All right, next up, Atlanta at New Orleans. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to pick Saints. For me, there's a question of what's going to happen first. Will the Saints' luck run out, which they've had? You can't deny that, watching those games. Or will they hit their stride? And I actually think they're going to hit their stride, and I think they'll take Atlanta down.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you. People talk about Atlanta, but Atlanta just hasn't shown me anything yet.
No, not consistent. I mean, they put up a ton of points against a crappy Cardinals team.
So,
which
I'm going to go with New Orleans as well.
Okay.
All right, next up, the one that's important to you, Detroit at Minnesota.
Yeah, sad to say, it is an important game. I'll go Vikings. There's a lot at stake, which scares me, but I think a heavy dose of AP early and often. I'm going to make a prediction. He's going to have a 50-plus yard touchdown rush. He hasn't had one yet this year. He's due. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Minnesota, too. If they don't win, they definitely got some serious issues. But.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather not even think about that.
Yeah. All right, moving on. All right, and then my team, Baltimore, hosting Cleveland.
Yeah, well, last week I disappointed you and picked against them, and I was right. I won't do it this week. I'm taking Baltimore. I think they're going to be kind of pissed off, missing an opportunity to go 2-0, and it's Cleveland. So.
All right, I'll agree with you. Ravens beat Cleveland 34-3 and 16-0 last year. And I don't think we could really say Cleveland's improved in any significant way.
No, kind of a scrimmage game. It should be. So.
All right, next up. I'm excited for this one. We actually get this in our area. So Dallas at Houston.
Yes, I'm going to pick Houston. And unlike popular belief, I don't think an 0-3 start is the kind of kiss of death for Dallas. I've heard lots of grumblings. Dallas players don't want their coach anymore. They don't want Wade Phillips in charge. And nothing like a 0-3 start to get your coach run out of town. So not saying they're going to throw it, but I'm saying if there's a loss, we're going to see Wade Phillips out and a change of pace in Dallas.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I'm going to pick Houston too. One quick thing though, if you have a fantasy player on Dallas or Houston, this is the game to make sure you're starting, because I could see this go being 42-35 easily.
Yeah.
Just the way these offenses are going. Dallas has kind of struggled a bit, but could be a shootout.
I would like to see the odds. I couldn't find them. There was one site that only had the Colts as higher odds to win the Super Bowl preseason than Dallas. I would like to see how many times a team who is rated that high has gone on to start 0-2 or 0-3. So.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I don't know. They've struggled.
Yeah.
All right, next up, San Francisco at Kansas City.
I'll give it to San Francisco. A big heartbreak loss against the Saints this weekend. Kansas City's, you know, a decent team with some potential, but I think San Fran's more talented.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, too. San Francisco definitely kind of got screwed on that in the Saints game. You know, I mean, kind of by their – it's somewhat their fault, too. But every bounce went the Saints' way, and they played well enough to win. And I don't think Kansas City has played that well, even though, you know, they're 2-0 and 49ers are 0-2. So.
Right, yeah. A little misleading there, those records.
Yeah, and I like the 49ers, too. All right, and the Tennessee at the New York Giants.
I'm going to take Tennessee. Both teams coming off losses, but I just don't and probably never will trust Eli Manning. Although Chris Johnson's streak did get broke.
I know, that was sad.
So I don't know if that's going to be kind of his downfall or if he'll have a redemption game.
He had said something about, like, very firmly that they will never have an offensive game like that again. He seems like he wasn't happy about the way things went altogether.
No, and considering he guaranteed, 2,500 yards this year, he's going to have some making up to do. So.
Definitely. Yeah, they had 7 turnovers last week, so I'm actually going to pick the Giants to win at home.
All right.
All right, next up, Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay.
I am going to take Pittsburgh here. I mean, probably a sigh of relief game for Pittsburgh after playing two close and two tough teams their first week. And Tampa Bay is 2-0, but that's pretty deceiving.
So. Yeah, I'm going to pick Pittsburgh, too. I mean, who would have thought these two teams would be 2-0 here with what they got going on? Just kind of
crazy. I know. Yeah.
But, yeah, I like Pittsburgh to continue their winning ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, Cincinnati at Carolina.
I'll take Cincinnati. I think any team that can beat the Ravens has a shot against anyone, considering how good the Ravens are. And Carolina's going to be going with rookie Jimmy Clausen, and I don't think rookie QB's debut are always that stellar. So.
Yeah, I think the Cincinnati defense looked good last week, kind of picking off Flacco a ton of times. So, I mean, I think they'll probably do much of the same this week against Clausen.
Yep.
Carolina's got QB issues all around, so I will take Cincinnati.
Yep.
All right, Philadelphia at Jacksonville.
I will take Michael Vick's Philadelphia Eagles this week, since he's officially the starter.
He's back.
He's back. And it's hard to game plan for a QB who rushes for 70 yards a game. Only 2 games, but he looks like his old self. I'll go Vick and the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vick too. If any of you out there have not watched the highlights from last week, you need to check it out because he looked so good. Like, there was one play where he got drilled and, like, was falling backwards and still threw a pass to McCoy. And then a couple of them he broke tackles and all this stuff. Like, he looks as good as he has ever looked, in my opinion.
Yeah, and no matter your stance on dogfighting, I mean, that's in the past.
Yeah.
Football now, I mean, yeah, he's fun to watch.
Definitely. So I like Philadelphia. All right, next up, Washington at St. Louis.
I'll take the Redskins. They lost to a very good Texan team in overtime. So, and these are the type of games Washington really can't mess around with if they want to keep in the playoff hunt like they're looking to be right now, especially with Dallas not looking so hot.
Yep, I'm going to go with Washington, too. McNabb looked a lot better last week. They passed for like 500 yards, even though they lost. But St. Louis, they just don't have much going for them these days.
Yeah.
All right, Oakland at Arizona.
Kind of. Yeah. I picked Oakland. Just based off of Arizona was only able to put up 7 points in a blowout game when they should have at least got some garbage stats. And just looking at Darren McFadden's first 2 weeks, he's put up good numbers, looking like the McFadden we thought he would be coming out of college.
Yeah, McFadden's look good. I actually have an autographed McFadden hat I got when I met him at a mall here in Little Rock. So I'm hoping his stock's rising. Maybe.
what kind of hat was it?
It's like an Arkansas hat.
Okay, there you go. Hang on to that.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Arizona, though, just to be different. Both teams' only wins are against St. Louis, so what that says about either team.
Not much.
All right, San Diego at Seattle.
I'll take the Chargers. They seem to be back on track after that week one debacle. I heard an interesting stat on the radio this week that they're only one of 2 teams in NFL history to average 25 points or more for 6 straight seasons.
Wow.
And the way they throw the ball, that won't be a problem again this year. So.
Yeah, I think Seattle came back to earth last weekend.
Yeah.
And with the 4 turnovers. So I think that week one win over San Fran was probably an aberration. So I'm going to take San Diego.
Sounds good.
All right, the last afternoon game, Indianapolis at Denver.
Well, shame on me for picking against them last week, so I'll take the Colts. when your 2 starting cornerbacks are listed as questionable on the depth chart and Peyton's coming to town, that's bad news. So.
No, yeah, Peyton got into machine mode. They got last week, that offense.
Yeah.
There was no contest against the Giants, so I'm going to take Indy again this week. All right, Sunday night, the Jets at Miami.
As much as I hate picking the Jets, because I don't like them, I'll take the Jets. They kept it close with Baltimore first week and fought back against the Patriots. And Miami doesn't have a Randy Moss for Revis to get burnt by and then fake an injury. So I think the Jets will be okay, and though.
All right. I'm actually going to go with Miami on this one. I like what they've been doing at home. I just still don't trust the Jets. That offense. I know Sanchez had a big week last week, but I don't know. I'm still not convinced.
How much of that is anti-Jets sentiment? Because I know you're not a fan either.
I'm not a fan of the – yeah, and I just think Miami has been better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, they have, and they're a tricky team to plan for. So.
Yeah, with the Wildcat and all that. I think
that'll be a good game to watch, though, I think. That'll
yeah,
be
definitely
a
okay Sunday night for Sunday night. So. All right, and then Monday night, Green Bay at Chicago.
Packers. I was tempted this week to put them the number one team in the league. They're just clicking. I mean, they lost their starting running back, and it didn't really seem to faze them that much. Maybe it will at some point, but I don't think Chicago has a lot of business being on top of the NFC North, and
no.
I think Green Bay will see to it that they're not. So.
Yeah, Chicago's kind of been fluky with that. The first win, especially, was a miracle.
With
Calvin Johnson play. So like Green Bay too. They're looking like they're, you know, the class of the league. To that, and then, all right. Well, that does it for the games for this week. You got anything else you want to mention before we wrap it up?
Not really. I can't think of any huge fantasy sleepers besides I gave my Adrian Peterson prediction.
Yeah.
You got
sleeper.
Anything? Adrian Peterson's
not really.
A sleeper, so. But.
No, the only thing is these quarterback situations. Everything seems kind of up in the air. Like, you know, Vince Young got benched. David Garrard, I think. Did he get benched or did he just suck?
Who knows? Either.
But yeah. Well, I'll just say my word of advice to fantasy owners, especially this week when injuries, just make sure you're checking stuff Sunday morning to make sure your players are in. Because I got Beanie Wells in one league and I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Yep, so, a lot of players who are going into this week questionable or doubtful. And,
yeah, a lot of pretty good players, especially running backs, already injured. So just keep an eye on everything.
Man,
follow
be looking
us on Twitter.
For those
we'll
waivers.
Stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, that does it for this week. Thanks for joining me, Pat. And we'll see everyone next week.